أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقفينا على آثارهم بعيسى بن مريم مصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة وآتيناه الإنجيل فيه هدى ونور ومصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة وهدى وموعظة للمتقين وليحكم أهل الإنجيل بما أنزل الله فيه ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 46 and 47 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Continuing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam of the past, that they had adjudicated, given verdict according to the Torah, according to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about subsequent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Allah says, وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. And we had then sent or followed in their footsteps Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi min at-Tawrah, confirming what was before him of the Torah. In other words, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had come down, one specific duty amongst the other duties of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam makes it clear to one and all that despite the fact that Allah Ta'ala had revealed the Injil to him, but most certainly there is no doubt in the fact that the Torah was and is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. This is an ascertained fact that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had come down. No Nabi contradicted another Nabi. No Kitab contradicted another Kitab. No Nabi spoke about any ill, about any Kitab that was previously revealed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They were all part of each other, all sent messengers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَأَتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. And then we granted him, we had given him the Injil, fihi hudan wa nur, and in this Injil, like the Torah, there was hidayat, there was guidance for the people. It was nur by which a person could see the right from the wrong, the truth from the falsehood, the haq from the batil. Wa musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi min at-Tawrah. And together with that, again, not only Isa alayhi salatu wassalam confirmed the Torah, that it was the kitab of Allah Ta'ala, even in the revelations of the Injil, in the verses of the Injil, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it confirmed that which was before it, and that was the Torah. وَهُدًا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And it was a hidayat, it was a guidance, it was advices for the muttaqeen, for those that had the quality of taqwa, the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence we find that this is commonality insofar as the revelations were concerned, that even the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guidance for the muttaqeen, for those who have taqwa. And Allah Ta'ala then expands on the Quran, هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ, that it was hidayat, not only for the muttaqeen, but for the whole of mankind, that if they accepted, and then they accepted the quality of consciousness of Allah, then this kitab became a means of hidayat for them. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. When there is no discrepancy insofar as the wahi of Allah Ta'ala was concerned, there was no discrepancy in the objective and the motive of Allah Ta'ala sending the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, it was all the same, then obviously the people of the Injil, that is the Christians, should adjudicate bima anzalallahu fi, with that in which Allah, in that with which Allah Ta'ala had revealed. In other words, they should look deep into the Injil and they should make their judgment and they should make their decision. What is Allah Ta'ala speaking about here? The Quran has been revealed. Why is Allah Ta'ala asking the Christians to go back to the Injil? Why is Allah Ta'ala asking them to give their verdict and to make the decision according to the Injil? A simple explanation is this, that you had come down and your Nabi Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had come, the kitab had come to you, and that kitab was very specific about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam being the Nabi of Allah, the Torah being the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and the kitab and the Nabi both spoke about the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. So, O Christians, go back to your Torah, to the original, look deep into that Torah, and you will find the glad tidings of the coming of the last Nabi, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do not hide the fact, do not conceal the fact, do not contaminate the truth with the batil and then say that this is not the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. And whoever does not adjudicate, decide, give the verdict with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Then they are the transgressors, they are the ones that will have been led astray and they will lead others astray. So here we found replete Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And this is the decision that Allah ta'ala has made and the command that Allah ta'ala has made, that whenever we look for guidance, we will look into the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.